I'm not Joe. He's homesick. We need to be in prayer for Joe. We have any visitors this morning? First time visitors?
I got an announcement.
Okay, announcement. Announcements, announcements, announcements.
I'm glad you're singing that and I'm not. In about 3 weeks, tomorrow for 3 weeks, we'll have BBS. So I'm asking anybody that makes cookies, that wants to buy cookies, could you start bringing them next week? So we'll have snacks for the kids. Anyway, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be here for registration, so lots of cookies, please. Okay, do we have anyone, any first-time visitors this morning? Okay, yes, sir. And your name? Brandon? Okay, I know we talked earlier. You gave me your name, but I'm terrible. Brandon Mc... Okay, so greet Brandon as you leave today. And Brandon, if you could fill out one of those little yellow cards that are in the pew, I'd appreciate it. Okay. We need prayer for Casey. Well, we know Casey needs all the help he can get, but he is preaching today and two more Sundays after this down in the Kalamichi area. So let's be in prayer for Casey as he preaches and brings the word of God to the people down there. Amen. Okay. Anyone else do we need to add to our prayer list?
Okay. I just heard about my fellow Texans that suffered such great loss in Kerr, Texas, Kerr County. And it's just heartbreaking. So those of you that don't know, a church camp was inundated with over 6 inches of rain in two hours. And I guess it washed the little cabins off its foundations, and the children were inside. So over 40 Texans are missing right now. And just want to lift that up. And I also want to lift up our daughter-in-law, Brittany, and our son, Nick. So, thank you.
Okay. That would be the Guadalupe River's what flooded. And there were a number of young ladies in a camp down there. And they have recovered some. But I'm not sure about the others yet. I haven't seen anything in the news. Oh, my. Yeah. So we definitely need to be in prayer for those folks.
And I also want to lift up our Congress and our senators, our leaders, our president, Benjamin Netanyahu, who is going through so much right now with all of us and the situation in the Middle East. I want to lift all that up, please, as things are happening quickly. And just preparing the way for the Lord.
We have a prayer request that Beckett, he's, I think, going into the eighth grade. He's in the hospital at St. Francis in Tulsa with diabetes. And I just we pray for his health, but I'm praying that Beckett will see the seriousness of his illness, because many, many days and weeks he feels good and everything's fine, but diabetes is a constant, constant
He's very
care.
Brittle.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't realize how brittle he is with his diabetes. Yeah. Melvin.
I'd like to ask prayer for my wife, Ethel. For some reason, she is very, very weak and has been for a few weeks or longer. And the doctor so far hasn't figured out why. So she needs somebody, some specialist, to find out why.
Okay. Thank you. In prayer for Ethel. Next.
I'd like to ask prayers for our daughter Melissa, continued prayer, and also one of our neighbors here in Flint Ridge, Donna Boatman, was hit by a car when she was walking in South Tulsa or Broken Arrow, somewhere she was walking, was hit by a car, struck her head, and the last I heard, she still had not regained consciousness. So that was 3 or 4 days ago. So please keep her in prayer.
Okay.
Donna Boatman.
You get that, Keith? Donna Boatman? Okay.
Charles Frazier called again with an update on his daughter-in-law and his son. It's two different families, but anyway, his son, Alan, had surgery on his ankle Thursday. He says he hadn't heard the results yet, but he thinks the surgery went all right. His daughter-in-law, Melissa's cancer, has spread to her liver and lungs, so it's not good news there, he said. She will undergo treatments in Corvallis, Oregon.
Okay, up here.
I asked for prayer for my friend Jude last Sunday, who found her friend dead in his apartment, and the police did an investigation, and it found out it was not suicide, it was murder, and so the family is, they still haven't caught the guy, so they're just kind of in limbo. So if you could just pray for that, for the family and for the loss and for all of that.
And you... Jude, that's right.
This is Jessica. I just wanted to say, I couldn't talk very well last week, but I just wanted to say this week my belated but heartfelt thanks for the prayers that I know you guys gave on my behalf with my mom's passing. It was hard. It is hard, but it's also, I praise God for her life. I praise God for the way he just was with me and carried me every step of the way. He is so good. He is so amazing. And I'm thankful that she's in his presence. And thank you guys for the prayers. I definitely felt it. God carried me. He just absolutely did. So thank you.
Al Hastings would like us to pray for something he doesn't, unspoken.
I know he probably doesn't want me to say this, but Peter did see the cardiologist this week, and I praise God because I think he is an excellent doctor, and I know that that was God's choosing. There are some problems. We won't know more until the testing is done, but and that's coming up. He has to wait a whole month before he can get the first test. And so if you could be praying for Peter as he faces what's next. Thank you.
The worst thing about this is I don't feel bad. I do not feel it. The doctor, when he put me on the EKG machine, not this cardiologist, but my general practitioner, he said, a little birdie told me that we need to give you an EKG. I don't know where it came from, but he did. And he found out that I've got AFib, and... we'll just have to bear with it and roll with it. Okay. Philip, anybody else? Anyone else? Anybody in the overflow? Okay, Keith.
My people's hearts are humble. If they pray and seek my face, if they turn away from evil, I will not withhold my grace. Will hear their prayers from heaven. I will pardon every sin. people's hearts are humbled, I will surely heal their land.
Father, we come to you this morning with grateful hearts. We're thankful for the message that Melvin brought to us this morning. And I just pray, Father, that it will encourage us to live our faith out in the community as well. And Lord, we do have a lot of requests this morning, and we just want to bring them before you. We know that you're already knowing about these things, but we want to share them with you. We want to pray for Beckett, this young boy that having problems with being a diabetic and having a hard time sometimes understanding why he has to be that way. We know that's a difficult thing for a young man. We pray for his family, for Randy and Penny as they work with him and try to help him work through this time that he's having right now. We pray that the hospital stay will be short and that he'll recover quickly. And Father, for those in Texas that have been hit by this flood, and I don't think we know yet all the devastating effects it's going to have, but we do know, Father, that it's cost some lives. And we just pray that you can be with those who have lost loved ones as they go through this. We pray that they can look to you and seek guidance and direction and peace from you. And we just pray, Lord, that you will continue to be with those who are doing the rescues and helping out. And we just pray that you can bless them as they continue to work and continue to seek and to save those who are left. Lord, we want to pray for Joe this morning being sick. We'll pray that he recovers quickly and can be back with us soon. And we just pray for Casey this morning as well, as he's going to be preaching today. And we just pray, Father, that you will give him the message that that congregation needs to hear. We just pray that you'll continue to guide him and direct him as he moves forward in preparing for a ministry. And Father, for Brittany, we just want to lift her up, knowing that not too long ago she accepted you as her Savior. And we just pray, Lord, that you can continue to work in her life and guide her and direct her as she moves forward. And we just thank you, Father, for that love. And we do want to pray for the situations in the Middle East, for Israel and all the conflicts that they're in. And we just pray that you can continue to be with them and guide and direct them in the way that you would have them to go. And we know that if they follow you, you will bless them. And that's what we pray for. And Lord, we want to lift up Ethel this morning. We just pray, Lord, that the doctor soon will be able to determine what's creating her difficulties of being weak. And we just know that she's a busy lady, and she likes to be in the mix of things and doing things that was pleasing to you and helping us. And so we just continue to pray that and lift her up, that you can bless her life and just bless the doctors as they work with her, that they can help her to get her strength back. And for Mrs. Boatman, having a difficulty of getting hit by a car while taking a walk, and it doesn't sound good for her either. And we just pray, Lord, that we know you can heal. And that's what we ask for in her case, that she might be healed. Just be with those who are caring for her and the family that she has, and just continue to uplift them and draw them close to you. And for Lynn's daughter, we want to continue to pray for her, and just pray, Lord, that you can guide and direct her as she moves forward in her life as well. And for the Frazier family, with a son who had surgery that Charles thinks went well, but doesn't know the final outcome. We just pray that you can be with him. And for the daughter-in-law, Melissa, we just, it's sad to hear that the cancer that she has spread now and is affecting more organs. And we just pray, Lord, for her comfort. We pray that the doctors, as they work with her, will be able to relieve the pain that she has and help her to move forward. And for Nathaniel's friend Jude's family, we just want to lift them up, Lord, as the loss of Jude. And we just pray that you can help them as they deal with this process that they're going through of losing a son. And we just know that you can bring healing. And that's what we pray for, that you can just move in their lives and keep them close to you. And we thank you that Jessica is better today, and we just thank you that she's been able to work her way through the loss of her mother, and we just pray that that we can continue to pray for her and her siblings and her dad, and just pray that everyone can be drawn closer to you and be able to give you the glory. And for Jim and Michelle's unspoken, we just pray, Lord, that you can be with it, and there may be others who have things on their hearts and on their minds, but they didn't mention them. We just pray that you could be with them as well. Just reach down and touch them, Lord, and help them as they go forward. And, Lord, for Pete, we just want to pray that the doctors, as they work with him, can determine what they can do to help correct his problems. We just thank you that he's able to be here with us, and we just pray that he'll continue to do well. And we pray for those tests that are upcoming, that they can get the results of those and know which direction they need to go to deal with his heart problems. And Father, we do want to continue to lift up our military and our policemen and firemen and those people in emergency vehicles that are out there every day looking after our well-being and taking care of us. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with them and guide them, and the doctors and the nurses and the hospitals. We just thank you, Father, for them and their willingness to give their lives in service to us. And Lord, we just want to continue that praying that as we go forth today and in our Sunday school and in our fellowship, that you will continue to bless us and keep us close to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.